You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
If you prefer real mornings, shouldn't you have a real breakfast? At McDonald's, we get real about breakfast. That's why you can have a savory sausage biscuit with delicious hash browns for only $1.50. It's time to wake up breakfast. Single item at regular price. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ready to stand out? Army ROTC prepares you not only as a college student, but as a strong leader, allowing you to earn the rank of second lieutenant. You will be eligible for full tuition, merit-based scholarships, and develop leadership skills essential for your future. Start strong and enhance your college experience. Visit your campus Army ROTC representative today. To find out how you can earn up to a full tuition scholarship, visit goarmy.com/podcast to locate your closest ROTC program today. Army officers inspire strength in others. Paid for by the United States Army.
Hi, I'm Mike, founder of DollarShaveClub.com. What is DollarShaveClub.com? Well, for $1 a month, we send high-quality razors right to your door. Yeah, $1. Are the blades any good? No. Our blades are f***ing great. Each razor has stainless steel blades, an aloe vera lubricating strip, and a pivot head. It's so gentle a toddler could use it. And do you like spending $20 a month on brand name razors? 19 go to Roger Federer. I'm good at tennis.
And do you think your razor needs a vibrating handle, a flashlight, a back scratcher, and 10 blades? Your handsome-ass grandfather had one blade and polio.
Looking good, pop-up!
Stop paying for shave tech you don't need. And stop forgetting to buy your blades every month. Alejandro and I are going to ship them right to you. We're not just selling razors, we're also making new jobs. Alejandra, what were you doing last month?
Not working.
What are you doing now?
Working.
I'm no Vanderbilt, but this train makes hay. So stop forgetting to buy your blades every month and start deciding where you're going to stack all those dollar bills I'm saving you. We are DollarShaveClub.com, and the party is on. I know karate, I know jiu-jitsu, I drive like a gangster when I'm coming to see you.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the healthcare coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 855-452-BLUE or visit hereforyouok.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, good evening. Can you guys believe it's already June of 2022?
I mean, I can't believe it.
That is, this year has just flown. I say that every year, but I think as I get older, it's like physics. It changes and it just, everything speeds up. I think you, Rick, you and I have had this discussion before. Yep. I'm having deja vu.
Yep, we've had this discussion before. But one point of order, because not only is it June, it's officially Pride Month, y'all. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I love that. Did you guys see that meme where it shows the SUV and it's got a big Pride flag on it and it's kicking out the Ukraine flag?
Yeah. Also, also, when you compare like all the the companies' logos for like the West, and then compare like their Middle East Twitter profile, and you see a stark difference.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's, you know, I have to say, I cannot stand the hypocrisy and the fact that our local media puts blinders on and pretends like it's all. Like, none of that's happening in the Middle East or in China. Oh, no, no. We don't know what you're talking about.
No, it doesn't happen.
It's so... And so, okay, that brings me to my other hypocrisy and crazy stuff. The Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial. We were going to talk about it. I know a lot of people don't care. But I got completely, like, entranced with it because I started watching... Rakeda Law, they're on YouTube. He has a great Twitter page. It's Rekieta, I think, and Barnes Law. And their coverage is so good. And they did the same thing with the Rittenhouse trial. Like when is a guy who is a lawyer out of Minnesota, and he has a whole bunch of lawyers come on from all over the country and even from all over the world. There's one guy was from Korea, and they just analyze what's happening in the courtroom. So it gives you really good insight, like why something was objected to or what was a good idea, what was a bad idea because of legal implications. It was really good. They called this 100%. They called Kyle Rittenhouse 100% too. It was really good. Now, I think they're gearing up to do the Nicholas Cruz for the Parkland shooter in Florida. I'm saying that right. It's Nicholas Cruz, right?
Yes.
Going off the top of my head. Yeah. And so they're going to do, so that will be really good YouTube to follow for all of you. But so I was so sick of politics because, oh my God, I'm so sick of politics. I cannot believe how truly messed up our country is. And, you know, none of it's Joe Biden's fault. It's all, you know, Russia. I suppose Russia pushed Amber down the stairs. I don't even know. It was Putin or Trump. But watching that performance she put on where she couldn't even fake cry and she would smirk and she would like roll her eyes like a child. I was just, thank God that was published, you know, or excuse me, publicized, because if that hadn't been live streamed, it would be a completely different narrative the country would be saying right now, because he won and he should have won. And I'm no Depp fan. I honestly didn't even follow him. I guess I didn't even realize that they had been like married only for 15 months. I didn't even realize the whole background of it. I just assumed he was a schmuck because just everything that was out there in the news, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you would think, oh, God, yeah, this guy, that was terrible. He hit her. But the rape claim, oh, my God, that was she never should have gone that far. If she'd have just stuck with the lies
if she had, stuck with, you know, like, faking black eyes and just saying that, like, he hit her a couple times and
she said,
it's usually going to go the girl's way when it comes to that.
But oh, yeah. And you can believe, he got so drunk, he didn't know what he was doing.
It's like, okay, well, there's celebrities, I'm pretty sure, like, every celebrity is doing drugs. It's
Oh, it's really sad. Yeah. And that is one thing that came out in this. How awful that is in Hollywood. So, anyway.
Not like just like alcohol, weed. That was like hard stuff, like cocaine, oh my God, oxy, did you see heroin. That one
picture of the pot? Yes. Flipping pot shop.
There's just, there's also a bunch of pictures of just tables, just with lines of cocaine just all over the place. It's like, okay.
Yeah, it's sad. And all the drugs they listed, he's on prescription drugs now.
Prescription drugs, yeah.
Oh, God. It was like, Hollywood is broken. I don't care how much money they have. Hollywood is broken.
Oh, yeah,
why listen to what they care about politics? Like, who cares what these people think? They can't even stay sober for a day.
Yeah, they're all coked up so much. Like,
yes, yes.
They probably don't even know what they're saying. I mean, and it's because they have so much money, they don't know what to do with it. So
right. I can't even imagine. He lost $680 million or something like that because he found out his former manager and his former lawyer were, like, stealing his money. I mean, so
how do you not realize you lost all that money?
Million.
That's so much.
I mean, God, I'd be upset if $680 was.
I'd be upset about $68, let alone.
No kidding, no kidding. But so some of it, you're watching this and you're like, oh, wow, you know, two people who have a $10,000 wine bill in a month. You know, I don't really care about your money issues, but
that's the typical Tuesday dinner. Check is $10,000 and it's like all like gold. It's like gold leaf crusted steaks and that stuff, which
it's weird. It's crazy. He was like footing all her friends like in a really nice New York penthouse, like letting all her friends live there. I'm like, hell, what? And jeez, I need a friend.
I need a friend
in Hollywood that looks good, that can date one of these rich guys.
Hip.
Yeah, yeah. But what she did, she went way too far. She claimed he broke a bottle of...
a vodka bottle, I believe.
Yeah, a vodka bottle. And it was broken. This is broken glass, mind you. And he raped her he held her down... on a table and raped her with a broken bottle. And miraculously, she was bleeding. She was so hurt. But she didn't need a doctor. And she never took any pictures of it. And there's no proof of this.
No medical rule. She never went into the hospital.
And no report. She just had a baby. No report that there was any scar. That would leave scar tissue in your hoop.
Oh, 100%. Yeah,
I wouldn't take long for a doctor to look in there and go, yep, there's scars.
She would probably need, like, major surgery if that was the case.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, he had this hanging over his head, and I don't blame him for, like, just being mortified, especially during Me Too movement. You know, and it's sick how many women still, after even listening to her fake cry and lie about 25 different things, how many people were still on her side after all of that?
Oh my gosh. No. Oh, one of her former acting coaches said that she actually struggles to like bring out fake tears, and that's how you can tell that she was acting.
It reminds me of Bill Clinton. I don't know if you remember how like all of a sudden at a camera he would suddenly have a tear.
Yeah, I have seen those clips.
He'd be at a funeral and he'd be talking, he wouldn't even really care. And all of a sudden the camera would be, he'd notice that the camera's on him. And all of a sudden there would be one single tear that just, you know, down his face. And he would have this stoic look. Yeah, he's a better actor than Amber. He should be the next, he should be an Aquaman.
So kind of moving into the various people now defending her. One, the statement that Amber put out was absolutely awful. And if I even, I'm not going to read it because I'm going to gag while reading it, but I'm going to post it like in a chat. Basically, in summary is, I didn't lie, but even if I did lie, it's freedom of speech. And I and I didn't realize that I didn't have freedom of speech. It's basically her summation of it.
Because you can just go out and say somebody raped you and accuse them and
someone raped you and beat you and
go speak in front of Congress so everybody in the world knows.
Then publish something with the ACLU like in the Washington Post. Have a Sun article out in London called Johnny Depp a wife beater. And you can just do that. It's totally okay.
Yeah, and so, she perjured herself in that Sun case, too. I wish that the DA in Fairfax County, your county, right?
I'm hoping enough pressure gets put.
They said that it's an election year. I'm not sure. I just heard that.
And hey, if they want some supporters, press charges on her, bring charges to her of perjury.
Yeah. He definitely needs to make a case of this because he can get her on perjury. I think it's really interesting to see what will happen in the perjury case in the UK because she lied that she donated. She supposedly was supposed to donate all of her alimony award.
The original divorce settlement. And she kept saying that she pledged it and using pledge and donation like interchangeably when it's not the same thing, basically. Now, pledging is saying that, you will donate it. Well, donating means it is where, you actually do it. It's like, no, Amber, you didn't donate it.
Yeah, and we all saw through that lie, right?
Johnny Depp's
pledge doesn't mean donate. Yeah. I mean,
Johnny Depp's lawyer, I believe it was Camille Vasquez or Velasquez or something. She did a fantastic job and just stuck on that point, just kept nipping at her. Just made her look, which made her even worse.
Yes. And she, okay. And speaking of that, law firm, they are going to go to town now. They did an amazing job.
They're going to get so much. They're going to have everyone coming to them. They're going to have to turn away clients now that have decent cases because they don't bring in as much money as other ones.
Oh yeah, they did amazing. They deserve all their accolades. They were great. Yeah. But the tweets. NPR was ranting about how this is terrible for the Me Too movement.
It's like, well, blame Amber.
That's just difficult.
Look at Amber.
I don't think they actually watched the trial. And again, if you hadn't watched it, every time she got up on the stand and how fake it was, she's an awful actress. She's awful. Holy hell, I don't know that she could have done any worse.
What was really bad for the Me Too movement, though, was that they made it a hashtag, because anybody from our age group reads that as pound.
Yeah, there you go. Honestly, did you follow any of this at all, Rick? I think most people weren't even paying any attention.
Bits and pieces. I think I saw, there's a little bit here and there that I would catch. My favorite moment was when Amber Heard took a bump on the stand and nobody said a word.
And they say that they think that was something to help her cry. It wasn't cocaine, they don't think, but they said she can't cry because she's not really sad. She's a psychopath. So they think that she took something to kind of stimulate, pepper or something, to make her eyes water. It didn't work. It still didn't work.
No, it was coke. I'm just saying. She took a bump.
It had to have been coke.
Well, I think it would be pretty ballsy to do that right next to the judge. But then again, she's a complete psycho.
On the stand, so.
Yeah, that is true. And she, But what was it? The Root? Is that the tweet you and I were talking about earlier, Aaron? They said this
yes.
Is
a- oh god. Yeah, hold on, let me bring it up here. I don't even know what to say. This tweet is by The Root, which I've never even heard of them before. I don't know how they're verified. Apparently I have a bunch of watch. The headline says, Amber Heard verdict sends a message to a black women everywhere. It's like, hold on.
What? I know, what?
Someone who is about as white as you can get. Honestly, no, she's a snowman. Or but snow
some,
lady.
Some
is what
white
she is.
Rich woman and, just lied on the stand, and that's do black people
like,
commit perjury?
How low do they think of black? How low do they think?
I know.
Think of black women.
Like, I know. That's what I'm thinking. Like, so do black women often accuse men falsely? Like, I don't get it. Like, what on earth was that supposed to mean? Again, somebody that didn't watch the trial, that didn't know, that just tweeted their truth without having any of the facts.
Yeah. No, they just tweeted out, like, their narrative because it's a... Because it's a woman going after a dude and Me Too movement, which, honestly, yes, of course there are actual victims, and there are, I'm sure there are more victims than there are liars, but the liars have got to get shamed hard.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because it does, it sets everything back for
victims. It screws up actual victims, because, like, then they're going to go, like, are you another Amber Heard?
Well, and it's just like what they did with Kavanaugh. We all knew it was bullshit. She even said that they had a plan B. If Kavanaugh actually did get picked, they were going to go after him. They had this planned. It was so apparent, but the media is so, it's just, that's one of the reasons why I quit watching.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I just...
Yeah, and also, it kind of screws up with Tara Reid also, because Tara Reid had decent accusations, and everyone's had, like, complete doubt on her because of Kavanaugh. Well, also because Tara Reid, of course, is going after Biden and not a Republican. And of course, the media's going to lambast her, but they were so vicious with her. It's like, okay.
Oh, totally vicious. Totally vicious. And, I mean, I don't know.
It also... Yeah, it shoots back to how Bill's accusers and the way Hillary treated her, treated them. It's horrific, yeah.
Yeah, that was actually really horrific. Juanita Broderick, I mean, that was terrible. That was absolutely terrible. But, you know, it just like now they're coming out of the woodwork for Elon Musk because he's going to buy Twitter. And all of a sudden, he's got accusers. It's like... Women, stop it.
It's like if you don't like the guy, just say you don't like him. You don't have to accuse him of sexual harassment.
Well, and everyone said if Amber Heard, just like you and I just said, she hadn't gone full crazy with her accusations, and she would have just stuck with just the one time. I mean, honestly, if a guy punches you one time, that's enough.
I mean, and if they do, of course, like that dude now should get in trouble. That guy now should be lambasted because like you should never throw a punch at.
Oh yeah, and if Johnny Depp had truly done that, he probably would have like made this announcement that he was going to go into rehab because I think didn't that happen with like Meg Ryan and I can't remember the name of her famous.
Who was her friend?
Oh, I can see him in my head.
I'm about to Google it. Hold on.
Yeah. I think he...
John Mellencamp?
No. Meg Ryan and...
Dennis Quaid.
Yeah,
Dennis Quaid, all right.
Yes, and I think he hit her, and that's why they split. But he did this big... Like went into rehab, right? That's what Hollywood stars do when they fuck.
They
suddenly go to rehab.
Yeah, he went to rehab for cocaine addiction, which also does not surprise me because I mean they're a celebrity; they got way too much money and they blow it all.
Yeah,
cocaine.
Yeah, and I mean, and then all of a sudden he was a darling again, like he was wonderful again after that. Like it's just something, you know. So I mean. But the rape with the bottle, come on, that was like,
and there's people who still defend her. No, if
your
you look
dad said Andy Garcia, I think that was the movie she was in.
Yeah.
I think she was in a movie where she was the alcoholic, and she hit him, I think, actually, was the movie.
I have not seen that movie, but I've got to see it.
That was a sad movie. That was a sad movie, actually. But, it's old. It's like 90s, I think. So, anyway, but still.
That's not that old. That's not that old.
Yeah.
It's probably better than a lot of the new stuff that's out today.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, so speaking of which, have either of you gone to the new Top Gun movie?
Yes, it was fantastic. Not as good as the first one, but great.
See, for me, it was better than the first one, because that's only because I got to see this one in the theater. I did not get to see the first one in the theater. In some respects, I agree it wasn't quite as good as the first one, but considering as screwed up as everything in Hollywood has been lately, being able to go watch a movie where they're not afraid to be proud to be an American was pretty amazing again, because it's been...
It was straight up, just like badass pilots. It was awesome. Like, it wasn't... they didn't have to shove in, like, random transgender pilot or random gay pilot. It's just badass pilots who just go out and do their jobs. Yeah.
LGBT flags on their uniforms.
So when this movie... And part of the reason why this movie took so long is because when it first started being produced, there was a lot of Chinese backing. Well, eventually the Chinese backers pulled out, even after they had agreed to remove some of what they considered offensive patches and stuff from Tom Cruise's jacket.
Right.
Well, eventually, once China had seen the rough cut, they were like, no, this movie's too pro-American, we're out. So part of the reason it took so long is because they lost a good chunk of their investors. And plus, when China backed out, because now it's banned from playing anywhere over there, they went back and airbrushed the jacket. So the first time I saw the jacket and all the patches were back, I was like, yes, people are finally starting to stand up for these assholes.
Yes. Yes.
Because, yeah.
I think Tom Cruise had a bit to do with that, though, because, it's his movie. His big break was Top Gun.
I would say it was Risky Business.
I did forget about Risky Business, but the Top Gun, though, is my favorite role of his.
Probably didn't like him as a gigolo.
It's a good movie, but it just doesn't fit Tom Cruise.
Technically, he wasn't the gigolo, he was the pimp.
Yes, that is true. That is true. Okay. Renee Russo, is that? No, who was the chick?
I thought it was Russo, but I could be wrong.
Maybe it is. Maybe it is. I just, for some reason in my mind, suddenly I was like, it didn't sound right. Risky Business, actually. Right, Ordy.
I forgot about Risky Business.
Yeah, that was great movie.
If I remember right, that was actually, if not his first movie, one of his first movies. I think it may have been his first movie.
Elizabeth Shue. Wasn't Elizabeth Shue.
All right, I'm Googling.
I'm already pulling it up. Hang on.
Oh, yeah.
I love Elizabeth Shue. Because
Risky Business was 1980.
She was in the movie Val Kilmer.
It was Rebecca De Mornay. That's who it was.
Yeah, Rebecca De Mornay. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yes. Yes, yes. That's it. Yes. She, so beautiful. So beautiful. I wonder what she looks like now.
What I thought was funny is I actually went and rewatched that movie a couple of months ago, and it had been forever since I'd seen it. And when I saw the dude that played Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds, I was like, holy crap, I know that guy.
That's... You couldn't even make Revenge of the Nerds now. Like, you couldn't make that movie.
It would be
same with Blazing Saddles. You could not make Blazing Saddles.
Well, I mean,
no, you could not. You couldn't make that.
Yeah, the worst thing about Blazing Saddles, though, is at this point, if Mel Brooks had the opportunity to make it again, he wouldn't, because he's on the same side as all the crazy now. And I'm like, so you had a chance to basically say and do whatever you wanted to do in Hollywood, made yourself a legend. And once you did that, now you're like, oh, maybe we did cross a few lines, really?
Yeah.
Have you seen, actually, I did see him, though. He does, it's like a documentary where he's just standing up in front of people. It's like a, I don't know, like a 2-hour, he's standing in front of people just talking about his career and how politically incorrect he was. and just kind of all that. It's actually really good. I think it's on Netflix. But I watched it on PBS, like, I don't know, 5 years ago. But it was actually really good. But Val Kilmer, too. And I think it's so sad that he's got, you know, the cancer. I just think that's so sad.
Yeah, it is.
And supposedly his documentary is amazing as well. I don't know if anybody in chat has seen it.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's out yet.
I've heard about it, but I haven't seen it yet.
I heard of it, but I have not seen it on Netflix or Hulu or anything yet. I don't know what it's supposed to come out on yet.
One of my favorite things about the newest Top Gun movie is they actually found a way to write him back into the movie long enough for at least an appearance. So I thought that was pretty cool. He's got going on. So
it's one of my favorite scenes, like in the movie. So was when. The scene that Val Kilmer like made his appearance in was probably one of the best scenes like in the movie that like wasn't an action scene.
Yeah, it was just kind of cool to see how their relationship had grown over the years, because I mean, you know, they kept cutting away to those two texting back and forth and everything even before you saw him, and I was like, oh, those two really did stay in touch.
Yep.
Anyway.
I don't know, but he was, but speaking of Elizabeth Shue, he was with Elizabeth Shue in a movie. Was it The Saint? Is that? I was trying to remember what he was with. She was like a professor. I don't remember. It was set in the UK. I don't remember. Somebody will remember. I don't know. Anyway, I haven't seen it. My plan is to go to it.
She was in Karate Kid also.
Yep, she was. She was in the original Karate Kid. She was. I love Elizabeth Shue.
Wait, hold on. I don't think she's aged.
I think she looks exactly the same, pretty much. I think she looks great.
You were right about The Saint.
Oh, yeah. And
that was the name of the movie.
The Saint?
Oh, yeah.
Was it? Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. And she was also in Back to the Future Part 2 and Part 3. I forgot about that.
Okay, so my favorite Val Kilmer movie is Willow. I loved that movie. My boys, like, I taped that on a... This is how old I am. I taped that on a VHS, and they would watch that over and over again. Like, it was on, I don't know, WGN or something, or maybe it was even HBO, but we have that on a VHS.
Is it bad that I don't remember Val Kilmer being in Willow? But anyway.
Yeah. And I think it was Ron Howard. I think Ron Howard did that.
Yeah, it was directed by Ron Howard, I believe, but I don't know.
You can double check. I'm pretty sure it was Val Kilmer, but...
Oh, yeah, he was in Willow.
No, I'm sure he was. That's what I thought. Honestly don't
remember. 88, yeah.
Tom. Yeah, that was a cute movie. That was just silly, cute movie.
Yes.
yeah. So anyway, all right.
Oh, he was also in Tombstone, too.
Oh, yeah, that he did great. He was Doc Holliday, right?
Yeah, he was Doc Holliday.
Yeah, I love that movie. That's a great movie. Yeah, so, okay, so we're at the bottom of the hour, so what we're going to do is take a quick break. We'll come back, and then we're going to talk about what in the hell is going on in Texas, because the narrative coming out from the shooting is just... It's bonkers. It's complete bonkers. So we'll be right back, and we'll make sure you guys comment and chat. If you wanna hang out, you got to take her out cocaine. If you wanna get down on the ground cocaine. She don't like, she don't like. Okay. I think it's very funny you picked that song, Rick.
Ready to stand out, Army ROTC prepares you not only as a college student, but as a strong leader, allowing you to earn the rank of second lieutenant. You will be eligible for full tuition, merit-based scholarships, and develop leadership skills essential for your future. Start strong and enhance your college experience. Visit your campus Army ROTC representative today. To find out how you can earn up to a full tuition scholarship, visit goarmy.com/podcast to locate your closest ROTC program today. Army officers inspire strength in others. Paid for by the United States Army.
Hi, I'm Mike, founder of DollarShaveClub.com. What is DollarShaveClub.com? Well, For $1 a month, we send high-quality razors right to your door. Yeah, $1. Are the blades any good? No. Our blades are f***ing great. Each razor has stainless steel blades, an aloe vera lubricating strip, and a pivot head. It's so gentle a toddler could use it. And do you like spending $20 a month on brand name razors? 19 go to Roger Federer. I'm good at tennis. And do you think your razor needs a vibrating handle, a flashlight, a back scratcher, and 10 blades? Your handsome ass grandfather had one blade and polio. Looking good, pop up! Stop paying for shave tech you don't need. And stop forgetting to buy your blades every month. Alejandro and I are gonna ship them right to you. We're not just selling razors, we're also making new jobs. Alejandro, what were you doing last month?
Not working.
What are you doing now?
Working.
I'm no Vanderbilt, but this train makes hay. So stop forgetting to buy your blades every month and start deciding where you're gonna stack all those dollar bills I'm saving you. We are DollarShaveClub.com, and the party is on. I know karate, I know jiu-jitsu, I drive like a gangster when I'm coming to see you.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
If you prefer real mornings, shouldn't you have a real breakfast? At McDonald's, we get real about breakfast. That's why you can have a savory sausage biscuit with delicious hash browns for only $1.50. It's time to wake up breakfast. Single item at regular price. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the health care coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 855-452-BLUE or visit hereforyouok.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve company.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
I want a new drug. One that won't make me sick.
And welcome back to the Red Wine. And to get right back into it, we're going to talk about the horrific shooting that happened just a couple weeks ago in Uvalde, Texas, where 19 people were killed, and or 19 children were killed, and 21 total people, I believe, were killed. And we're going to talk about whoever the police chief, he has to be, you know, at the very least, enough fired and prosecuted, because I don't even know what.
It's terrible. It's terrible. But I think the first 911 call from a kid was like at 12:05, but the border patrol didn't kick in the door till 12:50. Why the hell did you need border patrol when you had every cop there?
Yeah, honestly, I understand. I understand. Now, like, you want to have a sound plan, but when there is an active shooter and children, just come up like with something that's good. Doesn't have to be perfect, but just get in there because you don't want absolute chaos. But like, you also need you have to get in there and stop that shooter.
Well, don't police have like one of those like those shield things that they can hold up like in riots?
They do have riot gear, yes.
Yeah, like, why wouldn't they grab that and then put, you know, blow open the door and walk in? And, he couldn't kill them then. He couldn't, I mean, he'd be shooting at them, but they'd be behind that, and then they could shoot him. It doesn't make any sense. I don't understand it. But before we even get to that, how did this kid get the weapons that he had? He worked at Wendy's part-time. And honestly, if you can make that much money working at Wendy's part-time, holy hell.
But that dude's working like 60 hours a week at Wendy's.
Yeah. And so he had body armor. He had 100 rounds or 1,000 rounds, which is so expensive, right? A brand new pickup. Did anybody ever discover if that truly was a relative's pickup? Because I saw originally his grandpa said no, he had no idea. So it doesn't make sense. Rick, have you heard anything?
Where are the parents?
Well, I mean, what I've heard doesn't make any sense. And Stacy and I kind of talked a little bit about this yesterday because I talked about this because a lot of the stuff that is common practice now as far as these type of scenarios was really only becoming a thing when I no longer was involved in law enforcement. I mean, I still took a lot of the comparable trainings because at that point I was doing private security and, special security and private investigations and everything else. But one of the things that didn't make any sense to me from the jump with all of this was the fact that the school district chief maintained control of the scene the entire time, no matter which higher ranking police force eventually came on the scene, to the point where you were talking about a moment ago. The first 911 call happened at one point, and then the Border Patrol eventually kicked in the door almost 45, 46 minutes later. That's because they finally told the chief they were going in whether he wanted them to or not, because he kept telling everybody to stand down.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't.
I just don't understand how that chief could ship. I mean, he knows there is an active shooter going on inside. He's holding everybody outside.
Well, I mean,
it's not a barricade situation.
What a lot of people don't know that haven't had the type of training that these people have had exhaustively is everything changed with Columbine. Because when Columbine happened, there was no real paradigm on how to deal with it. It was basically how they handled it there at the Texas situation. It was a barricade, wait for hostage negotiators, whatever the case may be. And then they did the after-action reports. They took it apart. They put it back together. They realized what they felt like they had done wrong. And that's when the paradigm shifted. It then went from containment to control and basically control and remove the shooter from the situation, no matter the cost. The paradigm shifted so much that even if during the breach, if other law enforcement officers were injured, whatever the case may be, they were to be left behind until the shooter was contained or dealt with. So the fact of the matter is, everything that I'm seeing that's coming out from this shooting flies in the face of everything that law enforcement has been taught since Columbine, and none of it makes any sense to me.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense all the way from the beginning. First of all, once again, we have red flags on a kiddo. We have a child that struggled in school, had an absent family. Mom was a drug addict, I guess. The kiddo, at one point, there was something about dead cats. Like, he either had a bag of dead cats or he burned a cat. I mean, the chat might know the story on that. But it was definitely a red flag. Like, this kid was known to his school counselor, for sure.
He was posting a bunch of stuff all over social media.
Yeah.
like disturbing stuff, like stuff that kind of flashed back to like the New York subway shooter. Like it wasn't like someone who's posting like their manifesto on someone on complete like black supremacy, like or something like that. It was just like this dude was just posting pics of bags of dead cats. It's like okay. Now this person is clearly psychopathic.
Disturbed. Yes, absolutely disturbed.
In no scenario.
Right. Well, they said he was actually really nice. Like his friend said, he was really nice, but he slowly changed. Like they said, so there you go.
Yeah, there you go. He's slowly changing. You notice the changes. He's going down the deep end.
Yeah. See something, say something, I guess, unless...
Yes.
It is crazy. So the system, once again, like somehow we've got to do a better job of identifying these people.
I mean, same thing happened with the Parkland shooting. And Nicholas Cruz was post... Now, a bunch of his comments on YouTube were reported to the FBI, and they didn't do a damn thing, and he's able to buy a gun and goes and shot up the school like down in Parkland.
Well, he had access to his family's gun case in the Parkland shooting. Like, why? That doesn't even make sense.
One, parents.
Parents had died.
Basic gun control. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, he was met... That case... is definitely negligence of the system because the cops had gone there multiple times. They all knew him. That police chief should have been tried and sent to prison forever. Same as this one.
Yeah.
I suspect we're going. I think he was. Didn't his grandmother? Wasn't the cops called to this kiddo's to his home as well for anger issues?
It's possible. I haven't read too much into like the dude's like backstory. I just know that I read into like and what he posted like on social media and all that, how awful it was. Like this dude has clearly got issues.
Well, it says here, okay, so in chat, thank you very much. Also heard he may have stolen money from his grandmother to buy the guns, which is how he got it. Can't verify it though, but could be why she confronted him and which led to her being shot. So that could easily be. Could have stolen the money to go do it. But I don't understand I'm just curious, where did he find the 1,000 rounds? Like, all around here, everybody's out of ammo.
He must have done a lot of online shopping.
Isn't that crazy, though?
Yeah, it's insane. But what I don't understand is, and now Rex in the chat and I pointed this out, and now why is all that cash just like laying them around to easily get a stolen and...
She might have had her credit card at the house.
Yeah,
she might have stolen a credit card. That could be. But I also feel like
she's
suspicious here.
She may have been one of those little ladies that keeps coffee cans, though, too, because my granddad was that way. When he died, we found like 8 million coffee cans buried in his backyard with money.
Oh, my God. My husband's father as well, I swear. Like, what is up with that generation that they were hiding money in the walls?
Were they Great Depression era where they didn't trust the banks? Banks because of what happened, or then that's why.
Well, he was actually born in like 32, so he should have been beyond that, but he wasn't. So they sold their house, and I'm like, what the hell, people? Why wouldn't you take down all of the drywall first? Lift up every floorboard. Like, why would you? Someday they're going to remodel that house, and somebody's going to be like, "Woohoo!"
They're going to think someone's going to think that some like drug and a kingpin and now had all that money and just stocked up like in the walls here, like just to hide it.
Yes. It's just, I don't know. Okay, they're saying also that one of the guns was bought online. So again, people think that you just buy a gun like on Amazon and it comes to your door. I mean, that's not how it works.
No, it's not. Like, you've got to go through a bunch of background checks, like even on the internet.
Well, you also have to go pick up the gun.
Yes, it doesn't get delivered to your door.
Right. You have to go to a certified gun place where they have the gun, and you still have to prove that you can pass the background check. So
yes.
I'm just not. It doesn't add up, but I listened to a really good rant by at Barnes Law on YouTube, and he said, because I think he is in a lawsuit where he's suing a school district. He might be involved in something, not maybe the Sandy Hook, but something like that, where it's not the guns. They're not going after the guns. I guess there was a study that was done that proved what could make schools safer. And we aren't doing it. We're not spending the money there where we're supposed to do it. We gave all this money for COVID, you know, all of the money we gave schools for COVID that's still sitting there because people could only do so much to, you know, for COVID precautions in their schools. We need safety stuff. We need, you know, there needs to be money spent like they discovered would actually help all schools.
Yeah, what's beyond me is that, you see all these school shootings, how there's not more armed police officers, in the school, at all time. Because in Fentress County, there's one school resource officer per high school, and now who is armed? And it was the same for that elementary school, I believe, down in Texas, but again, you've seen what has happened, you need more than one guy.
It doesn't add up, it really doesn't add up, but again, why aren't we holding all of these schools responsible? Every school, yes. In order to get inside, you have to go through one point of entry. You have to ring the doorbell. You have to be identified. There should be a camera showing, oh, what do you know? It's some kid with a gun. We're not going to let him in. Now, you automatically call 911. There should be things that are in process that automatically would prevent this. Instead, we have a door that was propped open and then the teacher thinks they shut it, but it didn't lock. I don't know if I believe that. I heard that the teacher was getting death threats. It doesn't do any good to be mad at the teacher because I'm sure they all do that. Our school does that. It's a hot day. They don't have proper air conditioning in most schools. So it's, Southern Texas, it's probably hotter than hell. And she very well could have had the door propped open, so that very well could have happened. But again, why the hell don't we have air conditioning in schools? I mean, that's just another thing.
That's kind of basics these days.
Well, our schools, we have a lot in Colorado that do not have air conditioning, which is why we have a couple lawyers that are constantly trying to change our school year so it doesn't start until September because it starts in August. And that's our hottest.
August is brutal.
Yeah, it's our hottest month. So they're like, how can you force these kids and these teachers in these un-air-conditioned classrooms? It's cruel. So anyway, I don't know. Lots of breakdown. But again, he said, we need to start holding our government accountable for not protecting our children.
Yes. Well. Also, schools. What always bothers me is that all those politicians are now in that town are all guarded with guns. Yet that school is guarded with one gun and not the same amount of guns that the politicians are guarded with. In fact, the thing that's guarding schools though is just a sign that just says "gun free zone." It's okay,
right?
It makes no sense.
Oh yeah. Bad guys. That's the whole thing about laws. What laws are you going to pass that is going to prevent a bad guy from doing bad things? Because if he truly did steal his grandmother's maybe who knows how this all went down. I think there's a complete story behind this that we have to get to.
There has to be, yes.
If the gun was illegal, if the gun was, if he already murdered his grandmother, I mean, this is somebody that's not going to follow the law.
Yes.
You know, so, and that's...
I mean, the dude was killing cats.
Oh, I mean...
He's not a good person. He doesn't care.
It's the same thing in Parkland. That was terrible. That was terrible. But there were so many red flags that there was zero reason. And again, cops didn't go do what they were supposed to do. They ran away.
Yeah.
Or they were told to stand down.
And also, I know... If you want, I'm a prime example of where gun laws do not work. Just look in Chicago, strictest gun laws in the country. Yet they have either the highest or one of the highest gun homicide rates.
Yes, right. Washington,
because
D.C.
people
too,
will
I think.
Go. Yes, D.C., Baltimore, Philly.
Yeah. This whole pushback. Oh, see, a good guy with a gun didn't take out a bad guy with a gun.
Well, how
who was the good guy? The good guy was the Border Patrol that finally arrived and pushed
down
now, the door.
Who was the one that killed the shooter?
Yeah, that was a good
guy.
There
you go. There's your good guy with the gun.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I also feel like, you know, had that, I don't know. We need bulletproof glass, I guess. I mean, yeah. I don't know. It's just, it's awful, but I can't even believe those cops were sitting there listening to those little kids get shot at.
Yeah, just, especially when you know that there's a bunch of little kids in there.
Yeah, oh God, just awful, just
there's
awful.
It's a psycho with a gun who's running rampant in there.
I know. So, Rick, have you heard anything more? Like, have they come out with anything more about what's going to happen to the police?
Not in any other circles that I've heard. I mean, the biggest thing I know right now is Governor Abbott's like pissed.
Yeah.
As he should be.
And I think the parents are all like, "What the hell?" Oh, and they even stopped parents from going in.
Yeah, they were threatening. Yeah. They were threatening to arrest parents who were like, "Give me the vest, I'll go get my kids."
Yes.
At that point, send them in. Just let them. Point, if you should not be preventing parents from trying to go and rescue their kids.
It's bizarre. It's real bizarre to me. It's so bizarre. It feels like it was on purpose. That's how bizarre, right? Like,
yeah, it's so just, bad. It's,
yeah. Yeah. He definitely needs to be, fingernails
prison,
removed,
yes.
Tortured, you know, I mean, I'm sorry. What he did was as bad as the killer. I mean, they said the one little girl bled out, and if she had had care in time...
Then she would have lived.
Yeah. Like, what the hell?
I don't know if they could prove accessory to a murder, but that's what this police chief did.
What is it, Rick? Is it criminal negligence? What is it?
The most common charge would be criminal negligence.
Yeah.
So, anyway, awful stuff. Maybe when we come back in 2 weeks, we'll have a few more answers. Just terrible. But again, you know, our government needs to do a better job of protecting our children. It's not about taking guns away. So. So, all right. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for all the people that were in chat. We got a lot of thank you whenever we ask for help with facts. They're so good about just boom, 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 chiming in. We appreciate it.
It's because KLRM radio chat is awesome. Anyway.
It is. All right. We'll see you back in 2 weeks. And thanks for joining in.
All right.
Yep.
Orgy and I are up next. Stay tuned for the late shift. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.